Macrofurry, Microfurry, Big Thrills and Small Pleasures. People have loved Giant and Tiny for years in stories, novels, TV shows, movies, commercials, cartoons, and all over the internet. Some call it macrophilia or microphilia. It can involve humans, feral animals, or anthro ones. Comedy, drama, science fiction, adventure, satire, and everything from clean family fare to erotica. Many of us who are into it may have felt we were the only ones to have the interest. Not so. Look at the hit movies, best-selling books, games like the Grounded one from Obsidian, and so on. Most of us are a normal size, average I should say, but we do have real-life little people or giants. You can have an Indian woman only 23 inches tall, or people 7 or even 8 feet tall. There's videos out there showing how a 3-foot-tall woman can still be able to drive a car. The tip of her head is...
And one more quick little thing I want to say is that for my setup for my car, there are so many ways and options that you can set up and rig and modify a car for a little person. So the way that I'm going to show you is by all means not the way that you have to set it up. But I just want to make this video so maybe you could get some helpful tips and some ideas on how to set up a car for a little person. And one more quick thing.
Some are so tall they can't even fit into a car. Then there's the fictional type, from people who can cruise through a bloodstream in a spaceship to those bigger than the whole world. It's about power, or the lack of it, or the loss of it. The Incredible Shrinking Man takes an ordinary husband, and, in the novel, father, and finds his life changing as he gradually shrinks. He has to face a cat or a spider, get cheese from a mousetrap. He almost drowns in a flood. He's 3 feet tall, dwarfed by his wife, or 3 inches tall and living in a dollhouse. It's not like he's always been that way. We know what it's like to grow, but what about shrinking? By the way, my name is Bob Nelson, Shrinking Man to the Giant Tiny fans, and Anthracoon to the furries. Check out anthracoon.com, which has a bit of a montage of furry and cartoon giant and tiny moments. We also have a Facebook group that's part of shrinkingman.com with lots of fun stuff to check out. But what about cartoon giant and tiny, microfurry and macrofurry? You have the predator and prey situations. In a few Tom and Jerry cartoons, Tom the cat shrinks to smaller than Jerry. So does Punkin' Puss dealing with Mush Mouse. Wile E. Coyote shrinks in one short and grows to giant size in another. And of course that wonderful bit in Zootopia where Duke Weaselton escapes into Little Rodentia chased by Judy Hopps. Both of them are like skyscrapers to the tiny residents, yet both are also pretty tiny compared to tigers, elephants, and so on.
Hey, meet me! Wait for the real car!
Small folks can find the power within themselves, the borrowers, and other tiny creatures. Or do you fantasize about being Godzilla size? More than a few examples of that, especially in cartoons. Then there's the live-action bits. In Land of the Giants, the Earthlings land on a planet of people 12 times normal size.